And now it's time for today's monologue. Today, Monocle's Ed Stocker asks if world domination is in store as superbrand Apple expands into children's textbooks.
And so Apple continues its onward march towards world domination. Not content with sexing up computers and transforming the way we watch and listen to digital content, the multi-billion dollar company is now focused on the lucrative e-book market. Faced with competition from Kindle and Barnes & Noble's Nook, Apple last week started selling interactive educational textbooks for its iPad. Its aim? Armies of spotty youth devouring everything from a history lesson on the Second World War to an algebra equation. It's easy to see that the ebook is a clever piece of kit. An ebook reader allows you to store loads of books on one gadget. Good news for intrepid travellers and students who no longer have to pack a satchel full of weighty tomes. But as desirable as the iPad is, or the horde of other ebook readers out there, their popularity remains a mystery to me. Reading on an anodyne device takes the joy out of reading. Unless, of course, your aim is demolishing that raunchy Mills and Boone novel on the tube undetected. Targeting children is without doubt a clever move. They always want the latest fads and gizmos. But Apple's move is hardly democratic. iPads still cost a fortune, meaning that unless a school is prepared to stump up the cash, a classroom could easily become polarised between the pads and the pad nots. Textbooks are there to be handed down from generation to generation. They're there to be used as a makeshift weapon, umbrella or frisbee. They're there to be scribbled on, annotated and daubed with highlighter pen. How can an e-book reader compete? You see, reading a traditional book is actually all about multitasking. Happy days for all you men who didn't think you had it in you. Picking up the latest novel doesn't just rely on reading the words on page. It's also about touch. The feel of the paper on your fingers, the cracks on the surface of the spine, folding down the corner of a page. Along with the smell of a new book, these are experiences a digital version simply can't replicate. What a boring world we'd live in if everyone read an e-book. Like subservient cyborgs, we'd spend our entire day glued to one sort of screen or another. The computer at work, the smartphone on the commute, the flat-screen TV and e-book at home. And imagine if the idea paper books were redundant was drilled into us from school age. Call me a hopeless romantic or a desperately out-of-touch Luddite, but paper books, real books, are the only medium able to deliver a genuine reading experience. Although those spotty youths out there may well disagree. For Monocle, I'm Ed Stocker.